Eliza, are they humanoid or weird looking? 156. Thorhan, we look weird to them, who are non-humanoids? Every creature in this universe is beautiful. Weirdness is ignorance. Eliza, are there any planets with an abundance of nature and wildlife, with people living there in harmony with it? Thorhan, yes, many worlds are like this. Everywhere in the multiverse. Eliza, so you've been to these beautiful places. Thorhan, I haven't been everywhere. We must be reasonable. I would need many lifetimes, and to split myself. Question, when your fleet encounters a civilization that has been enslaved like Earth, what is their strategy to us to assist them? Thorhan, I report to my superiors at the Galactic Federation, Ardeana. But normally I do not do surveillance operations. I am just employed to look after this. So if my fleet was to wander in deep space and report a civilization in danger of oppression, I shall report to my superior, and they shall these died in the count at the council level. Question, do you communicate through telepathy with animals? Thorhan, of course. Eliza, do these animals, are they as loyal as they are here, dogs, cats, horses? Thorhan, what do you mean by loyal? Eliza, always by your side, always wanting to be with you, always happy to see you, they don't run away, they want to stay with you. Thorhan, at the moment you respect all life loves you. If you are in the company of another life form and you display respect, then this other life form will respect you at their turn. Question, do you have animals in the station? Thorhan, we do, in the greenhouses and the gardens. We import life forms from our world. Question, does advanced sentient life begin to look more different the further from our galaxy you go? Thorhan, this is a strange question, because the evolution of life forms is widespread. This galaxy hasn't got a certain level different from other levels in different galaxies. All life forms have a different levels of evolution, wherever they are. Look only on your planet, where everything is, and the levels of communications between the beings in the species will determine the lower levels of evolution. And after communication comes technology, tools, and then the spirit and the religions and the spiritualities. And at the end everything blends into awareness. Eliza, have you been to other galaxies, Thorhan? 157. Thorhan, yes I have. Eliza, and how long does it take to go to another galaxy? Thorhan, we travel by interdimensional portals. It doesn't take long. There are portals everywhere. Eliza, does it look like our galaxy? Is it kind of the same thing? Thorhan, you wouldn't know where you are if you don't have instruments to tell you. We project a target and the portal is always set on the destination. So you know where you go, and you come back. Eliza, what would be the reason to go to another galaxy? Thorhan, no other reasons than exploration or diplomatic missions. Question, do Larn people display personality traits that could be considered cat-like? What is their relationship to other felines in the universe? Do they like their paws? Thorhan, no, this is not a behavior. They are highly evolved and intelligent beings and they do not behave like animals. They are masters in genetic and science and they have told many people and civilizations these arts of changing life and creating life. The Larn are very respectable, highly developed beings. If you wonder if they behave like Terran cats, all I can say is that they are very graceful in their moves and kind. Eliza, Elena met Wen. What do you think of Wen, Elena? He was very discreet, very noble and royal and had a lot of presence, kind, settled. Question, has Thorhan incarnated in other star systems, or has he always been a Pleiadian? Thorhan, I have incarnated in different star systems. Eliza, might want to share? Thorhan, a few times on Terra, but I will not tell because this is private. Eliza, that's cool, very cool. How different is the plant life on your planet? Thorhan, very different. It would take a long time to describe all the life forms. Question, what planet have you been to? What are the planets that you like their music? I know you like our music in Terra, but do you have other planets that you enjoy their music? Thorhan, Nohara are my favorite. They use frequencies of sound that is animated with colors and holographic projections. Elena, I actually saw that. He was playing that one day recently when I went to visit him. It was like there was a hologram of moving clouds, colors in this whole apartment, and there was kind of modulated sounds, and it was changing the colors and moving slightly, and you could move in it. So the music was as well colors and light and holograms. It was beautiful. 158. They use crystals to create their music. They activate the crystals of different shapes by powering them, and the crystals will radiate a vibration with a sound that will be a different note, and this will create music and harmonics. They play like this. And the crystals float by anti-gravity, because Ithi are surrounded by the beam of energy in which they are projected. Elena, you need to show them that. Question. I have heard that only one planet per galaxy can have human life on it equals Thorhan. This is zero correct. This is incorrect. Elena, I've heard recently a story of a child who sees portal and transport himself. I think it's in dreams. And so I was wondering if the new generation of star children can do this travel open portals. Is that something that would make sense to you? If the children can open portals? Thorhan, we all have this ability to travel interdimensionally, and yes, we can open portals. You know well. It is related shamanism and stuff, Eliza. So tell me, Thorhan, of all your travels, anything interesting? Thorhan, many interesting things. The food can be different and very interesting experiences, but not only. What I like most is discovering new landscapes, new people and new cultures. I love to learn about how each other lives, and the technology they employ, the music they play and their music instrument. How do they create sound? How do they heal? What does love mean to them? Why do they hope? Why do they fear? What is their level of emotion? And what is their place in their spirit and in the universe? I am very curious. I do not have time much to visit places, but later when I go I will. Eliza. Who do you go with? Do you go by yourself? Do you go with your fleet? How do you to these places? Thorhan, the fleet is assigned to the station. When I go on a mission I take care to make a little adept how to visit a world, if I have the authorization. This is when I can visit other places. Question, which planets have lots of mountains? Thorhan, all planets have mountains except those who are submitted to a great pressure. But these eons cannot harbor life, at least not life as you would imagine. Mountains are mainly in every planet in the universe. A planet is never flat. Question, will Thorhan ever retire? Thorhan, I will leave the military when this war will be over. It will. Because tonight we are speaking about lighter subject. It is a break in my routine, but know that outside the war is raging and it is very severe and harsh. So this little break, speaking about lighter things with you is enjoyable. Question, what can you tell us about dolphins? Also what can he tell us about aquatic animals and other planets? 159. Thorhan, I am not exobiologist. The species you have on Terra are specific to Terra. Every plant has its own structure of life forms and evolution, which are depending on the environment. Question, what hobbies on Earth are most common elsewhere, and what hobbies are unique to Ith? Thorhan, we have different ways of enjoying ourselves. Listening to music and playing music is enjoyable, attuning to source and universe is enjoying also. This is what comes to my mind. Playing games, but very different than yours. Games that trigger the mind and open and widen consciousness. Questions, tell us about Uranus, the planet. Are there any advanced Earth species there? Has he been there? Thorhan, there is lots of life forms, indigenous life forms and life forms imported, and also an outpost of the Council of Five and the Federation. The ship gathers to two structures and is in a still stationary position above the ground. We do not want to disturb the primitive life forms. Question, What does Jupiter look like? Have you been there? Thorhan, Jupiter, you can see many pictures and photographs for yourselves in your internet. But what I can tell that you haven't seen is what happens in the atmosphere. It is very tormented, extremely violent and lethal. The gases would kill your life forms. The storms would torn apart a ship. We have the technology to resist to these forces and toxic environments. This is not a good place, nor an enjoyable place. The gravity is extremely important and high. Without our technology you wouldn't survive a minute, even if you are in a ship. Jupiter is a terrible environment, not recommended. Question: has Thorhan been to Inner Earth? Thorhan: I have been to an outpost of the Federation, which I cannot disclose to location. This is all where I've been. There is no Inner Earth, there is a web of underground places, cities and domains, which are subsurface, deeper than the web of the tunnels used in the war. Question: do other planets have religions or spiritual beliefs? Thorhan: religions are for civilizations of primitive level. When the awareness unfolds and a technological advancement proves that religions are just belonging to a primitive set of minds, religion ceases to exist in a societal structure. All cultures, when they reach a certain level of consciousness, realize that religion is not a structure that is necessary, and they recognize the belonging to the same creator, source, which is the origin of all consciousness in all the universes. There is no gods, there is no prophets, there is no priests, there is no religion, there is no dogma. Only the awareness to be connected all to each other, and to be all a part of Imana, source. Question: have you ever been on an aquatic planet? Thorhan: yes, I have been. These are strange worlds. You have one in your solar system, Euclid Enceladus. It is populated by a lot of life forms. Now you need not to know, because you are not ready to respect them. 160. Eliza: when we're talking about an aquatic planet, does that mean like there's no land at? Thorhan: no land or very few, so it's all aquatic beings. Thorhan: yes. Some planets have underwater cities and cultures, but they are in amphibians, so these cities do not consist in biodomes. It is all open and the structures are houses and buildings, where the people swims free. Eliza: so when you visit those planets, what are you like? Do you go underwater in your ship, or like how does that work? Thorhan: on these planets they have facilities, where they welcome us and we are both in our different environments. If we want to have interactions with the locals, we need to wear environmental suits. Question: have you been to Saturn, and if so what is the large hexagonal shape that can be seen there? Thorhan: Saturn is not a place I like to go. But the gravity and the way it spins creates certain distortions in the clouds. It is all geometrical forces and sometimes the pull can form at their difference of temperature and hexagonal form, that is typical of difference of currents in the air, and the atmosphere at the contact of cold masses and hot masses, combined to a certain spin speed of spin. Eliza: is there some type of large hexagonal shape on it that can be seen from far away? Thorhan: the poles. Question: do they go to the beach on Era? Have a beach day with family kind of thing like we do here? Thorhan: we have beaches, beautiful ones, and as the population is very regulated there, is always room for everyone to contemplate the beauties of nature. Of course we go with our families and enjoy our times together. Question: what types of governments do other planets have? Thorhan: this is an infinite question to answer. It depends on the level of evolution of the structure of the society. Some will have tribal societies, monarchies, empires, and sometimes empires can survive as a structure, even if the technology grows, and the empire only prevails and remains, if the structure of the empire is dictatorial and tyrannic. Otherwise if it is not, empires fall and then comes the age of federations. And this is where we are. Elena: is there a higher level above federated structure? Thorhan: number 161. Question: I know you've been to Venus, so tell us about it. Thorhan: Venus is a little world, where you wouldn't leave and stay for a second. Let us say 2 seconds. You would be destroyed by the acidic atmosphere. Everyone on Venus lives in underground bases and under biodomes. Venus is composed of a shield of sulfuric acid, which protects the environment from aggressions from outside. This shield of sulfuric acid has been engineered to protect the planet after the great disaster that wiped out all life forms. The Tal mainly and the Ashkuri rule on Venus. We call it Nara. So the Naru are a mix of different colonies. There is a council over all the cities and the colonies, and this council is a detachment of the Council of Five. The federated representative of these cities and colonies have gatherings on a mothership in orbit of Nara. There is a rulership from the Council of Five and an outpost of the Federation. It is a federated world with representatives, one for each city. You would qualify them as prefects. Question: maybe he was here during Atlantis? Thorhan: yes, I was, but not in this living form. Eliza: can he tell us more? Thorhan: this is private. Elena: Jnhan, Hai's brother, asked if he can answer a question, and Thorhan allows him so. Eliza: tell us about himself, tell us about what you like to do. Are you going to follow in Thorhan's footsteps of going to the Federation? But first would be tell us about yourself. Jnhan: that's a lot of questions. He's speaking to Thorhan and I just hear him and see him, and Thorhan repeats my words to him. I come from Era, I was born there. I have artistic skills very much developed. I would like to enter the Pilot Academy, but my brother says it is dangerous. So I will not do it, because I know he loves me and this is the voice of his reason. He is very wise and heck knows better than me, so I will persevere in teaching arts and the arts of energies, how to sculpt the fabric of the universe into beautiful shapes and open portals in the void, to create life forms of Pti. Eliza: so will you be terraforming? Jnhan: I want to learn this skill. Thorhan says, this is a lot of science, learning, but I will learn. I am young and this is a passion. And then I can travel, not as a pilot for the Federation, but to see new worlds and other places. This is why I wanted to be here tonight to listen to the conversation of my brother. He loves his brother so much. Jnhan: you only need to find the keys of decrypting the structure or the fabric of the universe, and when you have the codes, you rearrange them to create materials and shapes and fields that can contain the material and create atmospheres and biosystems life, and the rules of functioning of the universe can then be contained in a microsystem, such as a planet. I have learned in my formation how to form a star system. But I do not know yet how to form a star. Manao is a place which is the best place to learn about these things. So I am considering myself lucky to live there. It is an open school. Elena: Manao, it's how they call the Pleiades star cluster. It is a formation, so they can sit different stages and they can train. 162. The 5th of April 2021. Message from Thorhan Erdian 5.4.2021. Message from Thorhan Erdian, April 5th/2021. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=2pw0r3k0d. This is a message from Thorhan Erdian, Fleet Commander and Mission Coordinator for the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Thorhan asked me to tell you that he thinks a lot about everyone who has been sending him love and gratitude, words and messages, drawings, music, paintings, artwork. He was very touched by everything. Thorhan is at the moment very busy. He is working with the Earth Alliance as coordinator for sending troops for the Alliance. This is a very stressful task because it involves speaking which soldier is going to send in difficult places. What he asked me to tell you is that in the coming weeks things are going to get tough. A lot of revelations are still going to come out, things that are not going to be pleasant to see. He asked to be strong for these news, even though they won't be pleasant. What you will see must not bring you down, but lift you up with more determination. More than ever you need to keep your vibration high, find the peace within, connect with your own being, and refuse to be sad, to be angry, to be depleted. Instead fight, because you've all asked to be here now, so it's not now no more time to sleep. Now it's time to wake up and fight. Spread truth, spread information. Stop listening to anything that brings you fear. Stop being dependent from anything emotionally, mentally. Connect with yourselves. You're gonna see stuff that are going to be very, very disturbing. What you've seen until now, it's nothing. Well, that's a lot, but there's gonna be more. May this not shock you, not disturb you too much, but instead give you a sense of victory. Because if these things are coming out, if everything you're gonna see is finally visible out in the open, just because we are winning. We thought the world we were living in the ancient paradigm was nice, peaceful. It was all illusion. It was all the mind tricks. This mind tricks is falling apart. Our allies from the Galactic Federation and the Great Councils have been working very hard to stir up the mud for us, that we see it. And the war that is going on at the moment may be harsh, but it is hopeful. They have hope. So please yourselves as well, you must be hopeful, because help is what fuels everything. I've been shown the future, and the future is magnificent. So please, whatever you see in the coming weeks, may this fuel your determination, to rise your frequency as you've never done before, yet rise it. Rise, shine, speak, act, awaken those who still sleep. Rise your frequency. That is all you need to do. And raise it now, if you haven't yet trained how to rise it. Because you're gonna need it. And don't worry, this is just the ugly part of the house cleansing. When you get all the old ancient shit, that was stuck under the furnitures. Soon the house will be clean and bright. Help is the future. We're making our future. 163, the 7th of April 2021, update April 7th, 2021. Raids on Mars 7.4.2021 Update April 7th, 2021. Raids on Mars https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=la12capeninver. Hi everyone, this is an update I got from Thorhan. Well, I could see it myself last night from my own eyes, connecting with him telepathically. Well, from his own eyes to be more specific. This is a war, this is real, this is going on above our heads, under our feet and all around us and on many levels of consciousness and densities. The Galactic Federation of Worlds has started raids on Mars to liberate Mars from the extraterrestrial occupants, I mean the Orion Group, the Reptilian Alliance and the Chukar Empire. They have held facilities there for a very long time. There are human facilities there, at least a big one, but these people are enslaved to reptilians and work for them. They are scared of them. This is going to change. Mars will be liberated in the coming years, month. I don't know. I had confirmation to tell you as well, that what I knew, I can speak about it now, because this is a settled thing and not endangered operation anymore. The Galactic Federation of Worlds has been activating satellites on orbit of Earth since a long while, destroying them. Now it is okay to know about it, because the operations are going a good way. These satellites are meant to activate their control of the chipped population of Earth. They are being deactivated or, and destroyed. These are the updates I can give you today. There are people fighting for our freedom above our heads. So I will ask you everyone to do your part of the job, which is, do not give your power away anymore to fear, confusion and manipulation. Gather your consciousness within yourselves and reconnect with the sovereign human being that you are. Many of you, a lot, are even not from here and you came to help. So activate your consciousness, your strength, your power. Do not consent to be used, manipulated, especially not by fear. When fear comes to you, stay calm, say I recognize you and I do not consent that you come near me. Fear is the enemy, the tool of the enemy. This message is to give you hope. I will give more updates as soon as I have some. Stand still, stand strong, and you have one job: rise your frequency. Victory. 164. The 11th of April 2021. Update: false alien invasion. April 11th, 2021. 11.4.2021. Update: false alien invasion. April 11th, 2021. https://www.youtube.com/watch. v=xj3v_8sma. Hi everyone, Elena Danon here. I suppose you were expecting I would help you a little bit with this. Thoran is connected with me. So it is about tonight, an update concerning the fake false alien invasion. You want, of course, to hear what Galactic Federation representative has to say. Well, I had a little chat with Thoran, and it be honest, it's a long while we're talking about this. He's been warning me about this for a long while already, that the aim of our invaders and parasites and deep state working with them is to submit the population by fear, the human population of Earth by fear, by lowering the vibration down that they can easily mind control everyone. I haven't stopped repeating to you that fear is the main tool of the Dark Alliance, as Thoran likes to call it. It pretty much summons everything, so we will say, the Dark Alliance, which is a good term. They've been submitting us by fear. It works for a lot of people by this thing, face masks, and then getting people to get this injections by fear, because you cannot force a population to injections, otherwise there will be revolution, rebellion and more awakening. So they got people to consent to be assimilated, by scaring them. Everything they've tried until now not only hasn't worked, but has done the contrary, the opposite, I mean, effect, waking people up. The next step in their attempt of scaring everyone, frighten and everyone, because we are not frightened enough to their liking, and they are panicking, and I have Vito say, they are the frightened ones. Believe it or not, they're more scared than we are. They're more scared of us and our lives than we are of them. So the next step, of course, that has been planned since a very long time, it's the plan B or C or D, is to fake an alien threat, an alien invasion, to bind everyone by fear. Then everyone will want to listen to the good savior, the government, who will say you have to do a little effort, now, and just say exactly what we tell you to do, because otherwise the aliens are going to kill us all. So it is the best way, the last attempt, to install a totalitarian system. Now first, Thoran, who's with me, says to me that they will not allow this to happen, because the Galactic Federation has just passed another gear. They have started operations on Mars, the moon is secured now. What about this fake alien invasion? That's something that is being prepared first. Why would we have an alien invasion? I mean, the aliens, the malevolent and the benevolent, are here since a very long time already, and we have been invaded already since the 1940s. And the aliens are the bad uns, the invaders, parasites are already here since the 1940s and 50s. They have settled in Thunderground, and we all know that the Greys, the Orion Group, the Reptilians, they're all here already. What invasion would it be? The invaders are already here. Now they also want to give a bad names to the other ones, the Federation, the two benevolent councils of Andromeda and of the Five. They want to make of them a bad name, of course. Oh no. But that's the other ones, they're bad and they're not your allies, that's the Galactic Federation, just wanting to destroy the Earth. In fact, they are bad, they have started already this process, trying to pass to the world that the Galactic Federation is evil. But we are not fooled, no. Not only the Galactic Federation is not going to let this happen, but as Thoran say, if things happen, that this illusion of an alien invasion happens, here is how to recognize it. 165, I'm going to display a little diaporama of different types of ships, guided by Thoran. We've done that together for you to recognize malevolent ship from an ship, made on Earth from the ship of the Federation. Most of the ships that would play in this show and this display of fake alien invasions would be either ships from the Chakos or the Orion Group, or either ships made on Earth by humans, copying these ships from the Orion group and the reptilians. Because most of the physical ships we would see would be ships made on Earth. You know the Earth military secret space programs.